An Arctic Council changing of the guard in Alaska. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. As the United States ushers in a new administration, the eight member nations of the Arctic Council are gearing up for their own transition in leadership. That'll occur during the Council's biennial ministerial meeting to be held this spring here in Fairbanks.
The ministerial is perhaps the most important event in the two-year cycle of the Arctic Council, because it brings the foreign ministers, in our case the Secretary of State, together to really tie a bow on the work that's been completed.
Admiral Robert Papp has served as U.S. Special Representative for the Arctic since the United States assumed chairmanship of the Council in 2015. Papp, who stepped down from that post 3 weeks ago, said last year the State Department chose Fairbanks as its venue for the ministerial because the city can accommodate what's likely to be dozens of diplomats and staffers expected to attend the high-profile event, and because member nations that hold the two-year rotating role of Council Chair conduct ministerial meetings in the Arctic, or as with Fairbanks, nearby.
So we're sort of on pins and needles.
Brendan Boylan is a University of Alaska Fairbanks political science professor, and he's one of the UAF faculty and staff who are organizing events to be held in conjunction with the ministerial. Boylan says he's looking forward to the event because member nations will be able to report great progress made during the U.S. chairmanship, including landmark international agreements and advances in research on such regional concerns as climate change impacts, human health, and indigenous cultural preservation.
This country, government officials, academics, researchers, NGO workers have done very good work on the Arctic.
But Boylan says he and others are feeling a bit of trepidation due to uncertainty over the direction of U.S. Arctic policy under the incoming Trump administration.
As a new administration sorts out some of the bigger issues, I hope we'll see where the country's headed with Arctic policy.
Boylan hopes administration officials will have at least some of that sorted out by May 11th when the ministerial begins. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.